Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Wow. Hour number three. Folks, if you've missed any part of any of our shows today, get over to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. chosengenerationradio.com. Click on the Listen tab, and you'll be able to get the audio for the shows. It's broken down for you by hour. First hour, CGR Wellness. We talked about these products right here behind me and testimonies and how they are literally changing people's lives. I'm telling you, my mom, 3 weeks ago, we went to Dallas. She's 86. She had huge swelling. Her legs were just swollen up. In fact, the dog punctured her leg, and her leg was so swollen that water started coming out of the puncture wound. That's how swollen she was. I suggested that she try the Vibe, which is the base fruits, vegetables, and superfoods. We ordered it for her. She got it. She started it. Within 3 days, all the swelling in her legs was gone. Not only was the swelling gone, but she went to her doctor and the surgeries, they were ready to just go, okay, we got to get these surgeries done. They were like, oh, no, your results tell us we don't need to run. You go home and you think about whether or not you want to do and what you want to do, because we don't need to hurry now. We're not in a hurry now. Praise God. I'm going to be talking to texting with my aunt. She went ahead and ordered some, and my cousin. I know my son, who has special needs, when he drinks his juice in the morning, it's an entirely different day for him, health-wise, energy-wise, focus, all of it, than when he doesn't. Entirely different day. This stuff works. CGRwellness.com. Then we talked to Dr. Carl Barnes, and you can check that out. And he prays for the audience as well. We call it our Friday inspiration. And then we also had attorney Abraham Hamilton III. And we really kind of went through the history of the oppression of Black Americans. And we talked quite a bit about Marxism and the Fabian and the background on that. And so that really is a great segue to head into my guest, who is with us each and every Friday. He is the author at My Grandchildren's America. My Grandchildren's America. He is a regular guest here on the program. He has donated several of his incredible books to us, and for a donation of $100 or more, which will go towards our India ministry, you can get all five of these books sent to you. Just make your donation at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. And, you know, let's do a quick commercial on these, Don. Hang on a minute. I got an order that I want to do these. All right, so let's start with The Road to Tyranny.
Road to Tyranny talks about the differences between collectivism and individualism. Collectivism, of course, is all the isms: communism, progressivism, socialism. And we start back in Jamestown and in Plymouth. Both colonies started as collectivist or communist-based communities. Just to exist, they had to switch. And I take that on up to the modern time.
Two visions for America.
The left, the communist movement, the collectivist movement, always wants us to think that entitlements are rights. They're not. We started on the basis, our nation started on the basis of natural rights which come from God. And I talk about those differences.
Let's see. Goodbye, Constitution, Freedom, America.
This is about a young kid. It's written in a novel style, about a young kid that starts to understand this evil is in every aspect of our society, what he does about it and what happens to him. And I wrote that several years ago, and my friends, it's far, far more prophetic than I ever thought it would be.
Republic or democracy? Does it matter?
Our nation is, I was speaking at a Republican women's group yesterday, And there were a number of older people there, many of from the service. And they do not, they said, Don, we didn't understand the differences. We were started as a republic for very specific reasons. In fact, during the Constitutional Convention, when our founders discussed, will we be a republic or democracy? Democracy was voted down unanimously. That's how much they despise democracy. Folks, there are tremendous differences, and we each must understand those differences, because they are affecting our lives this very day. We are being transitioned to a democracy, and it's taking our freedom.
And then the solution.
Setting brush fires of freedom. People would ask me, so what are we going to do about this? Okay, we know we have a problem. What are we going to do about it? And I went back and I said, that's an interesting question. What happened during our revolution? Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but an irate and tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. What does that mean? How do we do it? What did he do? And how can we be effective in setting those brush fires of freedom?
So all five of these books, all five of them, will be sent to you with a donation of $100 or more. And of course, folks, that donation is how we take care of our India ministry. It's how we take care of the radio program as well. But our primary, economic focus is on what we're doing over there. And as you know, we're having meetings every week. We have been asked to do two meetings a week. I'm prayerfully considering whether or not we can accomplish that. But we've been asked to do two. One of our thoughts is potentially to do a meeting, but have us have sign in from two different spots. So we would have two different crowds that I would be preaching to in two different locations via one feed. And so we're still kind of trying to work out the details with regards to that. We've got wells we're putting in. We just launched our fourth sewing school for widows, the orphanage. Folks, there's so much going on in India. And there's oppression. And we had that just yesterday. But we need your support. We need your financial support. And we've been asked about possibly, I just had someone in Nigeria, and they want me to share my testimony over there, and we can do it with them via Skype as well. So there's a lot going on, and we need your support in order to be able to continue it. And you would be you'd be joining Don, who is one of our regular sponsors, regular supporters, as he, you know, has been with me for gosh, over 10 years. But seeing what we're doing, you know, and I know talking to a friend of mine, Russ, and their church, they made a donation last month. And one of the things he said is, you know, there's all these people that are out there, but who do you trust? Who's doing the right thing? Well, you can see by the fruits. We show you our services. We show you what we're up to. You can see it, and you can see the response of the people over there in India, and it's a glorious thing. It really, truly is. All right, let me do the show. Should we never sign up? Okay, you know what? We are. I need to take a quick break. We're going to take this quick break. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and talk about the issue of Marxism. Can we turn this around? Can we defeat Marxism? We'll talk about that with Don Jans coming up right after this brief break. And let me do that. And now let me do... There we go.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Oh, sorry about that, folks. Welcome back. Ow. I smack on my head. Welcome back. This side over here. So this is the damaged side. And I have this bad habit of hitting it. And you know, a lot of time, I mean, I don't have feeling, but if I hit it pretty good, then it's like anything else. You feel that. Anyway, all right. Don Jans is my very special guest. All right, Don, we got about, about 8 minutes or so. We've got a problem with Marxism. It's at the root, it seems to me, with the agenda that we're fighting right now. And I think a lot, you know, with everything that's happening with it, you've got the radical LGBTQ, and then you've got You know, you still kind of got the whole, you know, race stuff going on over here. BLM has imploded, but the same messaging, the same concept, the same idea, the same race baiting, all of that stuff is going on again, you know, dividing. And then we're seeing a rise in Christian persecution. Mm-hmm. And that really is being driven more by this LGBTQRSP+ group. Talk to me about the Marxist genesis of it. Would that be the right word? Genesis? Root?
Good choice.
Yeah. And then... How do we beat this? What do we need to do to win? Abraham Hamilton said, you know, we need to turn to Jesus Christ, which I agree. Now what are the other practical steps after we get back to God as a foundation? We still have work to do.
Yes. There's a song by a group called Endless Highway. And it talks about we must be about the business. We must be about the business of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. It says we can pray, we can preach, we can sing, but we have to do the business. And it's a great song. It's a wonderful group, Endless Highway. Thank you for the plug, Endless Highway. Anyway, the question is, can we beat Marxism? The direct answer to that is absolutely. And I don't say that just with wishful thinking. I say that because it has happened. Interestingly enough, we do not defeat Marxism with guns. We defeat Marxism with ideas. Marxism is an atheistic-based movement. Always has been. Karl Marx himself, Engels, Lenin, Obama, you name them. The architects in all situations always understand they must just try to destroy God. They are anti-Bible, very much so. So that's their basis. Their key element for destruction of the society, which is their goal. That is their goal. They say we must destroy all institutions and rebuild them in the Marxist order. And to do that, we must use the dictatorship of the proletariat, and we must use all elements possible to do it. When they say the ends justify the means, my friends, they absolutely mean the ends justify the means, and they will use any ends to do it. They go after the family, number one, because the family is and always has been the core institution of any law-abiding, free, liberty-based society. So you're going to destroy your main institution. All of this that we're seeing today, and it started a long time ago, and we don't have time to go into the history, but all that we see going on today, all this movement is the destruction of the family. They are trying to take, and this when we hear them talk about those children are the state's children. That is their basis. They truly believe that the children belong to the state and not the parents. How do we defeat it? We defeat it by restoring our families. We defeat it by once again insisting that the family be the core institution. What does that mean? It means that we get our kids out of public school. It means that we once again take responsibility for our kids' ideas, for our kids' values. It means that we make sure our kids are grounded and based in the scripture, that they understand that what they are being taught in schools today is pure evil. It is pure, absolute evil. And that is how that is the basis of Marxism, is evil. They say, oh, it's freedom for everybody. No, it's oppression for everybody. That's their whole goal. So we have to defeat it by taking our lives back from them. So far as a Marxist is concerned, you and I are simply clogs in the whole big wheel. We have no more value than does any insect. Because we as Christians truly believe, we as Americans believe that it is the individual that is the core basis. They don't. They believe it is the group. And we have to, again, be responsible for ourselves. Everybody has to be responsible for themselves, primarily if we will get back into Sunday schools and churches, if our kids will be well-grounded in a strong and a moral upbringing, we will defeat Marxism. We will see it going out the window very, very quickly.
You know, an understanding, and if you're watching on our TECN TV feed at chosengenerationradio.com, I've got up to the right of the screen next to Don's head, this is the deep state agenda. Abortion as a woman's right to choose. Euthanasia, assisted suicide, Planned Parenthood teaching children sex, the LGBTQ, illegal immigration, critical race theory, ESG, environmental, social, and governance, and DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Those elements that I just described are the bullets, if you will, that they are shooting at our children constantly, bombarding their minds and their brains. And if you think, and we talked about this with classical Christian education yesterday, if you think that your child is somehow magically prepared to be able to deal with that amount of indoctrination and wickedness and evil being poured into their little brains every single day, and you think that the 30 minutes that you spend with them before bedtime, if that, and the hour and a half that you maybe spend on the weekends is going to somehow undo roughly 30 hours worth of direct exposure to this indoctrination, folks, wake up. It ain't going to happen. We're out of time. Don, thank you for that. I greatly appreciate it. Again, folks, I encourage you, if you want to make a donation, it's a $100 donation. We'll get you a copy of one of these five incredible books that we described in the segment. And I really encourage you, there we go, turn them over. I really encourage you. They're incredible books, and each one of them builds on another to help you to really get a hold of this and understand what it is that we're battling. And at the end of the day, as Don was saying, this is the key right here, this book right here, and the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right, Don, thank you. I appreciate it. Anthony Schaefer coming up right now. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this very brief break. Yeah, I think we're going to try that. Very brief break. Let's see. 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm really very excited to have my next guest with me. It has been, I think a couple of years, possibly.
Yes.
It has, yeah. But I am, I'm just thrilled to have him back with me. He is now the president of the London Center for Public Policy and Research, which was founded by our dear friend, the late, great Herb London. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program retired Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. Tony, welcome. Hey. Good to have you.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me. It's good. I always enjoy our discussion, so thanks for this opportunity just to talk about things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there is, there's a great deal for us to be talking about. One of the things I know that was kind of in the preliminary was just talking in general about the Biden crime family, but I want to ask your opinion, and I want to ask you this real quick. I was looking over your bio again, and I noticed some of your background, like, you know, going back to 1995 and so on. I'm curious. You didn't happen to be in San Francisco for the Critical Infrastructure and Assurance Office meeting that took place there in 1999, preparing all of government for potential ramifications of Y2K, as well as looking forward at infrastructure weaknesses and defense issues and all that. You didn't happen to be at that meeting, did you?
No, I was a clandestine guy, and most of what I did okay. back then focused on how we would do things offensively to adversaries. So
okay.
while I understood things like that were going on, we had contact with our folks on this issue. And I did work Y2K. I actually stood, I think I've even mentioned this in Operation Dark Heart. I actually stood the Y2K World Death Watch on New Year's night. They basically had all of us who wanted to volunteer getting overtime watching, New Year's, because obviously, you know, reasons. So no, I didn't, I always was skeptical of the Y2K issue, and my time back then is documented, well documented, was focused on my task force Stratus Ivy and conducting offensive information operations.
I was involved back then. I had a company and we did protecting infrastructure and intellectual property and so on, and so I was invited to attend that meeting, and went, and it was really rather interesting to, you know, to hear. I mean, and there, you know, it was literally the heads or the second guy in charge of pretty much every aspect, from, you know, postal service to electrical grids to computer, internet, Microsoft. I mean, everybody was there, all their security guys, all their intel guys, kind of sharing information about, you know, our vulnerabilities and what was going to be done about it. How were we going to deal with the potential fallout that might come if Y2K turned out to be what it didn't turn out to be. But just in general, the fact that we had major holes that could easily be exploited.
Well, I think that's the issue, is that a lot of folks recognize what we're talking about to be true. Nobody disputes it. But the problem is this: I think there are parties on both sides of the political aisle who only want certain things fixed because they want to maintain their ability to influence things. And I cite for you the Democrat Party in the upcoming election. One of the things I read recently doing show prep for another thing was that Georgia is refusing to do any updates to their Dominion voting machines. Well, why would you do that? Well, I think you would do that because apparently you've got them fixed just the way you want them, and you don't want people to monkey around with changing the algorithm to benefit or actually allow for an honest vote to be taken. That's what my view. So obviously, I think in the last call I was just on, we were talking about some pretty advanced technology. And that technology, for better or for worse, can be used for good or bad. Technology, a gun, anything that's a piece of matter or technology or machine, it can be used for good or bad. Yeah. And so much of what we're talking about here can be used for good or bad. It's all about the ethics and the heart of the individual using it. And in this case, I think a lot of folks who had good intentions, developed really interesting capacity and capabilities and understood things, are often overshadowed by those in power who have, dare I say, less than honorable objectives to use the technology for.
The sad part too, I think, in all of this is that we have people that are quote unquote serving in our government that are not pro American. I mean, it's a pretty obvious reality that we're dealing with individuals who have an agenda other than the best interest, and Joe Biden to a degree epitomizes that. I don't know if Joe's anti-American or not anti-American, but his actions seem to indicate that he's definitely pro the big guy. He's for himself. and has been for a long time. You've been engaged in all of these things on the backside, as you said, on more the clandestine side of this, but the impact of Biden's hand on the State Department and foreign policy and foreign intelligence for probably what, the last 35 years? What kind of damage, in your assessment, has Joe Biden's involvement with the State Department created or caused for us that leads us to where we are today?
Well, I think it's more complicated than that. I think it actually goes back to the Democrat establishment under Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, for better or for worse, was a brilliant tactician and strategist. Mm-hmm. They recognized in the 90s the need to emplace essentially sleeper agents, Lois Lerner, Jim Comey, and all these other guys who would go through and become consummate bureaucrats as part of the infrastructure. And then when needed, they would act as extensions of the political party of their choosing, which is the Democrats. And this is something that was done. So many folks got together in this cabal and came up together. And I think, obviously, Biden is simply an extension of that whole thing. Biden is a construct. He has no fundamental value other than being pliable to the political whims of the party of his affiliation, which is the Democrats. That's why, by the way, the deep state goes along with the Democrats. The permanent bureaucracy goes along with the Democrats because the last thing the permanent bureaucracy wants is oversight. The Democrats don't want oversight. They don't want accountability.
Right.
So it's more about a political philosophy and point of view that has driven these folks together to develop the really dangerous actions they've taken to undermine the republic. And so that's where we're at. It's not just Joe Biden. It's the machine behind Joe Biden. And I would argue Joe Biden doesn't even know what party he belongs to at this point. I think it's more about Obama running things from Colorama Avenue and using Susan Rice and others as his minions to actually pull the strings of this administration.
Man, I'm so glad you said that, because I could show you my note. I just wrote Obama down as you were talking. And do you think that there was a pass off? You mentioned Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And Clinton's a very interesting character. As you said, a brilliant strategist, and literally could stand there in front of you, tell you that what I'm about to tell you is a lie, and then get you to laugh it off and go right along with the lie.
Right, he's gifted. He's gifted.
No, yeah,
I wouldn't want to look at what's in his sock drawer. Just saying.
So. No, I'm telling you. But was there a pass off? Was there a power struggle and then a pass off from the Clintons to the Obamas, or was it, or was that just public? For because there's,
no, I've talked to Democrats. I still talk to Democrats. There's bad blood within. You know, they are not monolithic. They're like, you know, it's like, I think they all look at us as like, oh, they're all, it's like, no, there's a lot of different factions within any given political landscape. So, no, I think the animus between the Clintons and Obama is real. It's just that those who pull the strings behind the scenes saw benefit to jump to Obama over Hillary because, let's face it, Hillary is just not likable. He is just not a pleasant person. So I believe this is my theory. Nobody else is responsible for this. I think people saw what was coming with her personality and said Obama's the better salesman for what we want, which is essentially neo-Marxism. It's another form of, so they thought, oh no, he's you know, he's a smart guy. He's very lovable. He's like Bill Clinton. He's like a Bill Clinton of his generation. So, so I think a lot of folks saw Hillary for what Hillary is, just caustic. And you know, by the way, as much as I don't like Bill Clinton, I feel his pain.
I feel his pain.
Okay, Hillary.
So I got to jump in here and say this. So I had a guest on earlier this week that was talking a bit about that issue. Yeah. And they were sharing with me that some of the behind the scenes of this, originally Joe Biden was going to be Secretary of State under Obama. Michelle went to Barack and said, "You can't make Hillary your vice president. She'll kill you. She will kill you. She will arrange for your assassination. She will kill you and take over. There can't be an Obama Clinton ticket." And they pulled the plug on that because that was where they were headed.
I don't doubt that at all. No, I think the Clintons there's something to the body count. I do
86
believe.
Bodies. I just think it's a little bit out there to consider that. Yeah.
No, look, yeah. I have some personal direct knowledge of the Vince Foster issues when he committed suicide. And the guy, I know the guy who first found the body. And he told me, he says, I've never seen a guy commit suicide by shooting two bullets in his head. Just saying.
Well, listen, that's like the Phil Haney case where they're like, yeah, he shot himself in the chest.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, I don't know if you knew this or not. I'm the pastor that spoke to him that week. That was me.
Yeah.
And I prayed with him and his sister Diane on Tuesday. And he left me, he texted me and said, man, I've had this incredible breakthrough. I'm so excited. I can't wait to tell you. I'm exhausted right now. I'm going to get some rest. And I was expecting to talk to him on Saturday, not see that he'd been killed.
No, I understand. No, a lot of folks, and you know, my friend Connie Hare from Louis Gohmert's office is on top of this. So no, I understand. Yeah. And by the way, nobody wants to investigate that.
Which is really odd. Yeah, which is really odd.
No, it's not odd. Well, it's typical for the system now we're sustained within is because they don't want to look at these things. So no, I understand. But that's my point is that, and you've kind of illustrated this, we have people in governance right now who are essentially part of the larger Democrat reservation, whatever you want to call it. It's the Democrats have taken the plantation and taken it from 1860 and formed it into a 21st century version of the plantation. The Democrats haven't changed since before the Civil War. They've just changed their messaging.
Another area is, and you're heavily involved in that community, is the intel community and the compromise of it. I mean, it's you know, 51 members of the community saying, it's the Russians. It's the when they knew that was a lie, and they were apparently coerced into doing it.
Okay, these guys. Look, I know most of those guys, and they weren't coerced. They were always. I'm just take this to the bank.
I'm getting you.
They were always politicians in uniform. Those officers, Jim Clapper, John Brennan, Panetta, all of those guys were always partisans first, professionals, intelligence officers second. Jim Clapper, I know Jim. Jim, actually, I've got something on my Twitter account. People can look it up. Jim Clapper promoted me to GS-12 when he was a two-star and I was a young Air Force civilian operative. And I know the man. I've been in the room with him. I had to brief him a number of times. The guy is no smarter than a stapler. And yet the reason he got promoted is because he's had the ability to adapt to whatever the political narrative is of those above him. That's his superpower. So all these guys are like that. They have no ability to think critically or act independently. It's all about what they can get by being politically pliant to those above them.
Now, the Brennan situation is interesting because he needed a predicate in order to work on. My understanding is that Snowden was actually working for Brennan, and that they gave away an intelligence apparatus to, they were allies, but they gave that away in exchange for the allies kind of looking the other way and making something up to try to validate the Steele dossier. That's my understanding.
Not from my knowledge. My knowledge is the Steele dossier was fictional from day one.
Right.
And it was completely fabricated by the KGB or GRU, whatever you want to call the current service, via that guy at the that they tried to indict. He was an asset. The FBI knew it. That's why the FBI brought him in. It's like, hey, make stuff up. So they took, and this is where I think it's far worse than what Durham has actually said. They, the Democrats and Comey and all those guys, actually took feeder information from our adversary, from the Russians, and put that, it's like taking poison and injecting it into your vein. So that's what I think happened. They just took and said, yeah, the Russians are trying to use this disinformation. Let's use it. And I think that's why they did what they did, because they made a deal with the devil, literally. I mean, they were doing Putin's job. I've said this several times, is that they, the Democrats and Comey, were actually doing what the Russians wanted to do, disrupt our political process. They were the ones. and they were gladly did Putin's bidding. They were Putin's best allies in disrupting our elections.
Speaking of Putin and the disinformation capabilities of Russia, as a former Russian Cold War linguist, I'm watching what Russia is doing, and I believe very strong disinformation. Not suggesting that there isn't any corruption in Ukraine, not saying that there isn't anything. Yeah, that there isn't anything to that, but from the pastors and friends that I have that are in Ukraine on the ground, who are talking to one another via cell phone, not via, you know, news outlets. Their belief is that there's a level of the government that is there now in place, who did come for the purpose of trying to root out corruption. There still is corruption. There's deep state going on there, just like there's deep state here. And right. Based on what we understand about with Biden, it would appear that our deep state is in collusion with their deep state, and they're all kind of working together. But yeah. does that change who Putin is and his objectives?
So I you know, my job, I always say this to people because people get upset with me. My job is to call balls and strikes. I am not on either side. The Soviets had a very strong system of interconnected countries. One of those countries or elements was Ukraine during the Cold War. So I always remind people, Russia and Ukraine are literally cut from the same cloth. They are literally from the former Soviet Union. Therefore, their tactics, their corruption, it mirrors each other. Up until the war, Ukraine was the most corrupt nation in the, you know, within the European sphere. Nothing has changed. So I don't believe for a minute that we should be taking a side, period. We should not be taking either side, because this is something that I don't support Putin. Putin is a thug and a murderer. With that said, we ignored what he said he was going to do at our own peril. He said what he was going to do. He said right. He was going to do something if we didn't acknowledge his concerns about the fact that NATO went east, even though, speaking of Bill Clinton, in the Dayton Accords of 95, 94, the agreement was if Ukraine gave up its nukes, we, United States, England, would guarantee the territorial sovereignty of Ukraine, and we would not move NATO east, and we did. So, again, I'm not on either side. I think there was things that Putin started telegraphing as early as 2003 about what he would do. So I don't like hearing now, oh, we're surprised that Putin attacked. No, you shouldn't be surprised, because many of us have been studying this and understood. Right. You keep poking the bear's going to bite you. And well, I can't believe they didn't understand that.
And I've talked to a lot of people in that area as well. You know, it seems pretty obvious. Well, one of somebody who's now come over here, and I was on a call with he and Frank Gaffney and several others. He was an advisor to Putin, but he said that Putin in private meetings talked about wanting to expand Russia. He has wanted and he has had an imperialistic concept of
yes. Many of us warned about this.
Right. And so why should we be surprised? And Ukraine, like you said, Russia has always looked at Ukraine as, no, they're ours. They belong to us.
Exactly. Much like we look at Cuba. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So my point is, if you ignore that, you ignore it at your own peril. And yeah. Again, people tend to forget when Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Joe Dunford went up for confirmation first time when Obama nominated him, I think it was 2015. Basically, General Joseph Dunford, U.S. Marine Corps, was nominated. During his confirmation hearings, he was asked, what is the biggest threat against the United States? And he said, Russia. Russia, because he went through a number of things to include the fact that they had both capability and a desire to maintain certain policies that they've stated. And everybody thought he was crazy. Oh, the Russians, oh, they're a has-been. No, people think irrationally about these sorts of things, and they put it in these good guy, bad guy terms. Like, no, I'm sorry. There's no good guys. There's no bad guys in the conflict right now. So we should not be taking a side. Both sides have good guys. Both sides have bad guys. Putin is a bad guy, no doubt. Zelensky, I don't think, is much better. Just saying. So I think, you know, Cy Hirsch has reported that he's taken a lot of money out of the money going over there. I don't doubt that, because they are corrupt. So I just, you know, I don't think it's in our interest to be involved in that whole thing.
The problem, you know, that I look at, Tony, is that, and I've talked with the general counsel in New York of Poland, Adrian Kubicki, about this. The yeah. problem is that the signals that they get is that once he takes Ukraine, he's going to move on Poland. He's going to move on.
No, I don't think so.
Latvia, no. and you don't think that he'll try to take any more territory?
The one thing that has been very clear is that with the Article 5 element in place, I think he does understand that if you attack a NATO nation, you're going to see something come back at you. Ukraine is not a NATO nation. So I don't believe for a minute that he wants to potentially invoke a nuclear war. Remember, I fought the Cold War. We sure. had the policy of using nuclear weapons the moment we saw the Russians gaining ground. The Germans almost demanded it. I was surprised back in the 80s. I went to Germany. We did something called Reforge, a return of forces to Germany. During the exercises, if there was ever a time where the Russians, the Soviets were making great gains, the people who wanted to use nukes first were the Germans. And it was like, really? So I just don't think that Putin wants to do that. And I know he knows Poland's committed to their defense. So I just don't think that. I think that Putin is immensely rational. The reason he did Ukraine, because he knew he could get away with it, because Biden said he could get away with it.
Right.
So as much as he's crazy, he's not insane. His stated political objectives are what they are. And this is why I'm saying it's like there can be a negotiated settlement between us and Russia, as long as people understand what their equities are. He's got Belarus. He's got other nations which have essentially signed back up with the Soviet Union
yep.
with what he wants to become. Accept that. But the more you ignore his belief that Russia needs a buffer zone, the more you encourage his behavior to be aggressive. I'm just saying it yeah. you know. And the moment you acknowledge it, I think the moment that you start making progress to resolve this issue. And by the way, he's not going to live forever. You need to start looking at who's coming yeah. after him. So
well, and that doesn't necessarily look like a sunny sky either, per se. But we'll have to see how that works out. The other piece of this, and we're going to run out of time, I'll get you back on to talk about it, is the Putin-Xi-Iran axis that has been developing.
And we need to talk about that. That's another half an hour discussion.
I know. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd love to do that. I appreciate you being with me today. LondonCenter.org. LondonCenter.org. Folks, get signed up and support what they're doing over there as well. If you're able to do that, I know they will appreciate that. And they do some really, really great work and have for many, many years. LondonCenter.org. Lieutenant Colonel retired Anthony Schaefer, the president of that organization now. And what better capable hands for it to be in. Thank you right. so much for
Thank
your
you.
Service.
Good talking to you. Thanks.
Good to talk to you, too. All right. God bless.
Before you come back. Thanks.
Yes, bye. You bet. All right. Bye. All right. We're going to take a break. We're out of time. Hey, have a wonderful and incredible and blessed and glorious weekend. Tomorrow we're doing a pastor's meeting. Be praying for us as we bring all of our pastors together, or a large chunk of them together. About 120 pastors we'll be meeting with tomorrow. And who knows, maybe we'll get that broadcast for you as well. All right. God bless. Have a great rest of your day.